This week, the Arkansas Department of Health reported pharmacists across the state have administered more than 164,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine as Arkansas moves into the next phase of distribution. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth spoke with one Washington County pharmacy about its efforts to get more people vaccinated.
Call Your Drug, which operates pharmacies throughout Northwest Arkansas, is one of several pharmacies working with the state to provide COVID-19 vaccinations to residents. Lauren Underwood, a human resources manager with the company, is helping to coordinate the vaccine distribution. She says the pharmacy is Washington County's designated hub for the Pfizer vaccine.
There are other locations receiving it, but we are the designated pharmacy. So we're working with other pharmacies to make sure that we're getting Pfizer vaccines out to our clients who are in Group 1A right now. We've been doing clinics throughout the weeks where the healthcare workers can either come to our locations. We're also having off-site clinics. We had a big one that we worked with a couple other pharmacies on at the Central Methodist Church here on Dixon. We were able to serve 600 people there.
As of now, the pharmacy is offering vaccinations by appointment only to the first group of eligible participants in the state's Phase 1A, which includes healthcare workers, first responders, and those at nursing homes or other long-term care facilities. On the 18th, the Arkansas Department of Health officially moved to Phase 1B of vaccinations. Underwood says earlier this month, the pharmacy opened a waiting list for people who fit into Groups 1B and 1C.
So just a brief summary of 1B is that it's going to be our patients who are 70 and older, as well as our school, both our teachers and their support staff. It includes the colleges and universities, childcare workers, as well as some other essential groups. And we'll kind of start with part of that group and then grow into the rest of that group.
She says now the pharmacy is scheduling those appointments and will begin vaccinations this week, starting with those 70 and older, and then teachers and school staff. And she says Collier is working with schools and universities in the region to provide on-site distribution of the vaccine.
We are coordinating with them. It is quite early, but we'll have options for them, both off-site clinics and on-site. We're just not sure exactly how that looks because it will depend on each individual entity, so each school district and each university or college. So if you work for a school district or you work for a university or college in the area, you'll want to check with that entity and see how they're doing it.
She says Collier is averaging 200 vaccinations a week from all of its locations, but could increase as more doses become available from the state's Department of Health. According to the ADH website, the next phase, 1C, is projected to open sometime in April, but Underwood says the pharmacy is urging people from that group to sign up for their wait list now.
And then 1C includes other essential workers. We've got some manufacturing, transportation, logistics, some essential government workers in there too. So they can go to the health department website and see that breakdown. There is not a breakdown for anyone past 1C at this time, but they'll update that as they have that information for everybody.
The Pfizer vaccination requires two shots 21 days apart, and Collier Drug requires patients to remain on site for at least 15 minutes after they receive a dose to monitor their reaction. Underwood says the most difficult part of the vaccination rollout has been navigating new equipment, procedures, and distribution challenges.
So we've had a lot of help from the Pharmacists Association at the state level to kind of help with communication from the state and otherwise. But internally, we were able to get that freezer, which is the biggest thing. But otherwise, our storage, we were already ready for all of this. We're able to store all of the kind of ancillary, the needles and the paperwork and the swabs and all of that. We have that capacity already. We have switched from kind of a walk-in basis for shots, which we do for flu and pneumonia, to a more appointment-based. So I think that's been the biggest challenge, but we've got a great booking system. It's brand-new procedures for us.
And the Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at a temperature of negative 80 degrees Celsius, which requires a specialty freezer located at the company's Fayetteville pharmacy and then distributed to other locations around the county. And Underwood says once those vaccines are pulled from the freezer, pharmacists have a nearly six-hour window to use all of the doses.
So our Elkins store, our Prairie Grove store, our Centerton store, they are all now currently giving shots. And so since we already have an internal delivery service, that's been fairly easy because we've just adjusted for the vaccine itself and just the procedures surrounding the storage and handling of this specific vaccine.
Underwood says those eligible can sign up for the wait list at one of Collier's eight locations by emailing vaccine@collierdrug.com.
Once you are able to make an appointment with us based on directives from the state and our capacity, we will email you directly with a link to make that appointment, and then from there it's easy. You can pick the location you want to get vaccinated at, and then it will walk you through all the steps and all the paperwork that we'll need for that appointment.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.